everybody has a sin nature. Don't be naive into thinking that we were born good and that we are products of our environment. Everybody has a sin nature.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, my name is Mark Job. Welcome to Straight Talk. It's great to be with you once again on the air. You know, I was thinking about the fact that there are so many talented, gifted people that are listening to my voice right now that are wondering, God, where do you want me to serve? Maybe you're one of those individuals that has gotten caught up into your job, but are doing very little for the kingdom of God and can't quite seem to find the place that you fit in. Well, if you're looking for a place to serve, I have a great opportunity for you. In 1995, seeing some of the great needs around Chicago, especially among youth, myself and a core of people started what we call now New Life Centers. New Life Centers is dedicated to showing the love of Jesus Christ in practical ways in some of the most underserved neighborhoods in the city of Chicago. We primarily work with youth, many of them gang-involved youth, providing mentoring, helping them understand that there's another life that they can engage in. We're always looking for mentors, people that are willing to say, I will set aside a day or two and just spend time with the youth that's troubled. So if you're interested in helping out with youth, whether it's helping them do their homework or whether it's helping just spend some time with them, play some basketball with them, take them out to eat, get involved in their lives, then we have a place for you in New Life Centers. And if you would go to our website at nlcenters.org, you'll find information there where you can ask, hey, I'd like to volunteer. I'd like to help out a troubled youth and make a difference. So if you're looking to utilize your gifting and have some spare time, I would challenge you to go to your website and look at New Life Centers to help mentor a youth that may need some help that you can provide. God bless you, and let's get ready for today's message.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Let's jump right into tonight's Straight Talk. Pastor Mark continues in the book of Psalms, chapter 51. His message tonight is called Confession and Cleaning. Here's Pastor Mark with tonight's Straight Talk.
Notice what David says in verse 3. He says, "For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me." You see, not only do you have to come to the solution that God brings, which is through Jesus, but true confession always takes responsibility and ownership for sin. You know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. David is saying, hey, I know what I've done. And it's not, I don't erase it, not think about it. It's on my mind. It haunts my dreams. It follows after me. What I've done is grievous to your spirit. It's heavy on my soul. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Now let me help you understand this. All sin is first of all committed against God, even if it's done against another individual. All sin is ultimately an offense against God. David had sinned against Uriah. He had sinned against Bathsheba. He had sinned against other people that the military commanders that he had asked to fulfill these duties. He had sinned against multiple people, but ultimately every sin is offense against God. And so he says, God, I acknowledge that my sin is against you. I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. David was saying, Lord, I know I have sinned. I call it sin. When you bring judgment, you're right in bringing judgment. When you bring a verdict against me of of consequences to my sin. You have all the right to make me feel the full consequences of my sin as a judge. He says, surely I was sinful at birth. Not only does David acknowledge that he has sinned, but he acknowledges that he's also sinful. There's a difference between I sinned and acknowledging that I'm sinful. David says, surely I was sinful at birth. Now, David did not have the full understanding of the fall of man and all the implications of it, but he understood enough to know that he was conceived and born in sin. He says, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Now, let me just say this for a moment. We sin because we have the sin nature inside of us. We have a proclivity to sin. We have a disposition to sin. Adam and Eve were created without a sin nature. They were placed in an idyllic environment, and they didn't have to sin. They weren't dominated by sin. They had no sin nature. They chose to sin. But everyone that's been born after Adam and Eve, theologians call it the fall of man. Everybody that's been born after Adam and Eve had in them the seed of Adam, and the seed of Adam is the sin nature. Cain and Abel, who were born to Adam and Eve, they sinned because they were born with the sin nature. Every child born since Adam and Eve has been born with the predisposition, the nature to sin. I was just talking to a father on the phone 2 days ago, and I said, how's your baby doing? He said, good. I said, how old's your baby now? He said, 10 months. I said, have you seen the sin nature in your baby yet? He said, oh yeah, it's acting up. I told him, it's going to accelerate as he reaches 2. You're going to really see the sin nature. I didn't want to discourage him too much, so I didn't talk to him about the teenage years. I just stopped at 2. But I want to tell you something. That baby, no one had to teach that baby to sin. That baby intuitively knows how to eat from its mother. But that baby intuitively knows how to sin because it has a predisposition to sin. Listen, we are not born good. We are born fallen. There is a fallenness inside every human being that pulls us to the dark side of evil, that pulls us to satisfying our own flesh. There is a dark side within all of us that Jesus came to obliterate, wash, defeat, make us no longer slaves to sin. But don't be naive into thinking that we were born good and that we are products of our environment. Everybody has a sin nature. From Adam, every child that was born with the sin nature until one day, about 2,000 years ago, there was an exception that was made. A child was born that did not require the seed of man. In fact, the semen of man was bypassed, and only the uterus of a woman was utilized. We call it the virgin birth, born in Bethlehem. The child that was born through Mary did not have a seed of man or a sinful nature. That child was born like none of us have been born. In fact, that's where the Bible refers to that child as the second Adam. The second Adam was Jesus. Jesus had no sin nature. He was not inclined to sin, and he lived a sinless, perfect life because he had to be that perfect sacrifice to die on the cross for us. Jesus died not for his own sin, but Jesus died for the sins of humanity. It was that perfect sacrifice that gave him the ability as God himself, the Son of God, to pay the price for you and I. David says, surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me, but surely you desire truth, honesty, clarity, sincerity in the inward parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost parts. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:13, whoever conceals their sin does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. I'm talking about how to cleanse, how to engage in the process of cleansing. So first of all, we come to God and find his solution. Secondly, confession, real confession, takes ownership specific for specific sin and where it came from. Thirdly, real confession desires to renew a healthy heart and fellowship with God. And notice what it says in verse 7. David says, cleanse me with hyssop. It was a ritual cleansing that was utilized as people prepared for the temple. And I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Let me tell you something about sin, and this really needs to be clarified for us. Some people don't understand the fact that in Jesus, your sins have been forgiven, past, present, and future. God has already forgiven you for sins that you haven't even yet committed. How about that? Let me explain what I mean with that. You see, if you're under a theology of sin management, you're under the theology that tells you that if I have sin on me when I die, then I am damned to hell. By the way, if you use those in a church Christian context, they're not swear words. I'm just clarifying that. So I can use it because damnation is a biblical word, and so is hell. So don't go around saying the pastor was swearing. I can tell. Let me just explain it this way. Some of you were brought up under the theology that you had to do certain rituals to cleanse you of your sin. And so you had to go to confession to cleanse you of your sin. You had to go to certain rites to cleanse you of your sin. And some of you were very worried that possibly before you die, you may be caught before you die with some sin. And if your soul has sin on it when you die, then you're going to end up in some place that's going to purge you of your sin, or you're going to end up in hell because you died with sin on you.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Confession and Cleaning from Pastor Mark's new radio series called Finding Words, Talking Honestly with God. After tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of our message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church and about his book, Unstuck. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We are in the book of Psalms chapter 51 tonight. Tonight's Straight Talk is called Confession and Cleaning.
So let's just theoretically say that it was a bad day in Chicago. How many of you know, boy, after the snow, you could lose your car in Chicago potholes, right? I mean, it's like bad out there. But let's just say that after the snow, you had decided after church to go outside, and you're crossing the road, and a car goes right by you and hits a puddle full of water and just splashes mud and dirt and grime all over you. And you're just in typical Chicago fashion. Well, you're mad. Okay, typical sinful fashion. And so you give them a couple expletive words that you did not learn in church. And you give them a few hand motions that you definitely did not learn in church. And then you regret it before you're ever able to regret it, you step out in the street to go like this, and a truck hits you, and you're dead. The last thing you did was swear and flip off the driver of the car. So now you die. The last act you die with is sin. He says, "Oh, man, too bad." So what's going to happen with someone that hasn't been able to confess their sin, cleanse their sin, and dies with some vital words on their mouth and just having sin? What happens with that person? Well, some of your old theology, your theology would dictate that that person, well, he died with sin, so therefore he'd have to go to hell or go to some place where he spends years and years purging that out of himself. That's a terrible way to live. The Bible never teaches that. The Bible tells us that when Jesus came and cleansed you, He cleansed you. Past, present, and future. He's washed you, cleansed you, purified you. The reason we confess our sins is not so that we will be right with God and enter into heaven. The reason we confess our sins is that so we will have unfiltered, uninterrupted fellowship with God. See, what our sin does, it messes up our fellowship with God. It steals our joy. It hinders our ability to receive and hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. But it doesn't alter our eternal destiny. If you're a true child of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, cleansed by God. Do you understand that? For example, I've been married for 27 years to my wife. Now, we have good days and we have bad days. Most of them are good days. I have to have happy to say that. She's an incredible woman. And we've been married for 27 years. Now, I may have a bad day. And if I have a bad day, it doesn't mean we're not married. It just means that if I have a bad day and let things bottle up, what my attitude or barrier does is it keeps me from enjoying the relationship I should be enjoying. It keeps me from hearing her voice. It keeps me from enjoying the oneness that we have. But it doesn't mean that we're not married. Are you tracking with me? And so it is with our relationship with God. The reason that we confess our sins, the reason that we get things right before God, is because when we're not confessing our sins and cleansing ourselves before God, we lose a lot of what God has given us. And that's what David says. He says, "Cleanse me and I will be whiter than snow." David had lost his joy, his gladness. He had lost his purity of heart, his steadfast spirit. He had lost the sense of the presence of God on his life. He had lost that rejoicing in the salvation of God. He had lost what God meant for him to have. I know this if you're a believer here today, but you're not walking right before God. I know this, that God still loves you, has a purpose and a plan. The person that you're hurting is yourself. Because you've lost your joy. You've lost the energy of God. You've lost the sense of His presence. You come to church not because you're excited and ready to have fellowship with God, but because it's the duty. And you drag yourself here, but you don't hear His sweet and gentle voice. You're not filled with the power of God, the joy of God that gives you. All those things that David is saying, restore to me. When you're a believer not walking with God, you lose all of that. He says, let me hear joy and gladness. He lost his joy. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. He was feeling physically down because he had lost his spiritual joy. Let me hear joy and gladness. Hide your face from my sins. He says, I don't want to feel like when I come before you, God, that you're just staring at my sin. I don't want to feel like when I walk into your presence, you're just staring at my sin. He says, blot out my iniquity. I know some of you are too young to remember whiteout. When I was in college, a long time ago, I wish I would have had autocorrect and autospell. I really needed it, believe me. But when I was in college, we had a thing, typewriters. I know some of you are like, say, what is that? Like a typewriter? Yeah, a typewriter. A typewriter is when you would type words on a paper and there was ink there. Yeah. And there was no autocorrect, so when you made a mistake in typing a paper, you pulled out the faithful old whiteout. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, okay, I've got other people in the house that know what whiteout is. And so whiteout was a little bottle of like white paint. And you would put the little brush in there, and you would cover over the mistake that you had made, and you would blow on it so it would dry. And in essence, you were blotting out your mistake. And when it was dry, you could type over what the mistake was. Now, it didn't take away the mistake. The mistake was still there, but you had blotted it out so it couldn't be seen anymore, and you typed over it something new. God is in the business of blotting out and typing over. God is in the business of taking what David had done, which seems huge, and blotting that out and typing a new story over an old failure, moral failure before God. And that's what God is doing in so many lives in this place. Thank God for God's whiteout. And he says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. I need to make a parenthetical note here, is that in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come and go from people. The Holy Spirit came on David and left David. The Holy Spirit came on Saul and left Saul. The Holy Spirit was not permanent resident. In the New Testament, as of the day of Pentecost, when people come to Christ, they are baptized in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us in the New Testament that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit at our salvation. So now the Holy Spirit doesn't come and go like he did in the Old Testament. Now the Holy Spirit indwells your body permanently as a sign that you belong to God into the day of your salvation. So the Holy Spirit will never lead you now. You may grieve the Holy Spirit. You may quench the Holy Spirit. You may stop listening to the Holy Spirit. But if you are born again of God, you cannot vacate the Holy Spirit from your body. He will go with you wherever you go. That's what the Word of God tells us. You are sealed into the day of redemption. So David, in essence, is saying, I want to restore all that I have lost through my sin. And lastly, I'll close with this. Real confession seeks to restore our personal calling. Verse 13, he says, then I will teach transgressors. Once you have cleansed me, God, once you blotted out my sin, once you've created a pure heart within me, once I feel joy again, once I've been restored to fellowship and your Holy Spirit is walking with me, once I hear your voice again and sense your presence again, then, oh God, my natural response and reaction is then I will teach transgressors your ways. Lord, when you restore me, then I'm going to teach other people that need to be restored how to be restored. And sinners will turn back to you. You see, once you restored me, God, then I will be used to bring others to you and turn others from their ways. Because the natural response of a heart that's been restored is to want to serve the one that's restored him. You see, you have no desire or energy for ministry if you are bogged down with your lack of confession and the sin that still hangs over your soul. When you walk in a cleansed heart, then you have a desire to serve. He says, save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me, and my tongue will sing your righteousness. What he's saying is when I'm restored, I will help people come back to you. I will draw sinners to you. When I'm restored, God, my tongue will begin to sing of your righteousness. I will become a singer, a praiser, a worshiper. When I'm restored, verse 15, O Lord, open my lips and my mouth will declare your praises. When I'm restored, God, people are going to know who's restored me. I'm going to open up my mouth and I'm going to praise you. People will know it's not me. They will know it's God Almighty, the forgiver, the healer, the lifter of my head that takes away my shame and puts my feet upon a solid rock. God, when you restore me, I will begin to offer you my service and offer you my praise and offer you my singing. And then he says, because I know you do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offering, but the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Finding Words, Talking Honestly with God. Tonight was the second half of his message called Confession and Cleaning. Join us again tomorrow for a brand new message called Breakthrough Worship. If you would like to have a copy of tonight's message, you can download it for free as a podcast with our Straight Talk app, which is available at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe.com. If you'd like to have a CD, just contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's book, Unstuck, is also available for only $10 plus shipping. We invite you to hear Pastor Mark in person at our New Life Midway location, 5101 South Keeler in Chicago. You can check out our website for more information, newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. If you take the train, it's the Orange Line heading towards Midway, and we are at the Pulaski stop. We hope to see you there. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself. Thanks so much for being a part of our Straight Talk family. Please do join us again tomorrow. Have a great night, and God bless.